learn about finger picking. Much of learning to play the guitar is focused on the left hand, which is the one you fret the strings with to get your notes, assuming you're right-handed. But learning to use the right hand is equally important. Your right hand is what makes the strings vibrate and so make music. So it's important to get the action just right. You can strum, you can plectrum, or pick, or you can use your fingers and fingernails to do some picking, and your thumb, of course. You can also use a plastic finger pick. When using your thumb for finger picking, the motion will be a downward one. When using the other four fingers, it will be done in an upward motion. Rather than moving your fingers and thumb, the action should emanate actually from your arm. Your arm and hand should be held comfortably over the guitar so that your fingers are just over the strings. Now, stretch your fingers and see if you can touch a string with each of them. The trick when finger picking is to catch and release the string in one clean movement. If you don't do this, the sound will be muted. If you accidentally brush against any of the other strings, it will spoil the clear sound. Your movements need to be fluid, not jerky, so keep your hand and shoulders relaxed. When practicing, you should attempt to maintain a constant rhythm between all the notes that you're picking. Even though it will take a bit of practice to master a good finger-picking technique, keep at it, because you'll often want to use it. While it's more commonly seen with classical, Spanish, and acoustic styles, it can be used in a few others. Before you start to practice finger-picking, make sure you can do a smooth chord change. Then you'll find that your overall style will be greatly enhanced with finger-picking. One simple finger-picking exercise is this one across an E major chord. Place your left hand fingers on the E chord shape. Get your right hand ready over the strings. Use a T-1-2-3 pattern to play the strings with your right hand. T equals thumb. Not all finger picking must be played in a pattern, but it's helpful for beginners to do so. There are many finger picking patterns, so don't just focus on that one, but when you are learning, repetition is very important. It helps to burn that sound and movement into your brain. Before long, you'll be able to do it without even thinking about it. Start off slowly and be sure you're not making mistakes. It takes real effort to unlearn them. Keep practice sessions short. About 15 minutes is enough at any one time.